A $600,000 deficiency in this year's school district budget was not expected, especially when the tax increase just 2 years ago was set to keep the budget balanced for several more years. School board member Nancy Garrison says it's due to some unforeseen changes involving lower enrollment and less revenue from the state.
You know, we have a great business administrator, and he already, in presenting that information, already had a plan in place where cost savings could be taken out of operating and where some deferred spending would, you know, essentially put us in the break-even position for this year. You know, our goal is to run a conservative budget that is net neutral. But when things happen that are out of our control, such as enrollment changes and funding changes, which of course every April, it's a whole new ball game when the legislature finishes.
She says the rules of the game change every year, so no matter how meticulous they budget, there are variables that can't be predicted.
The lieutenant governor had an analogy of, oh my gosh, if I was running a business and every year got a new set of bylaws, I don't know what I would do. You know, you public educators are really remarkable to respond and flex with that kind of shifting sand upon which you're standing.
This year's enrollment was up, Garrison says, but that money doesn't come in until next year. Also discussed in this week's board meeting was a master plan for capital improvement buildings in the school district. The list of priorities includes a new learning center.
A learning center that would house both our faculty professional development space and would house the Park City CAPS program. We are basically just trying to get some figures on paper on what that building might look like in terms of costs and location.
The new center would be located near Treasure Mountain Junior High. Garrison adds that the district would likely bond for the new learning center as well as for much-needed repairs to Treasure Mountain Junior High School.
Treasure Mountain is also on the priorities list as well.
So do you just kind of put all of that together on a bond?
I think we're trying to wrap our head around those two priorities and how much we're looking at. It's very possible that they might be combined. We're not that far along in the discussion yet.
She says, however, that a new district office building has taken a back seat for now.
It pales in priority. Again, you know, being student-focused, the programs and our faculty instruction just frankly are a higher priority and that middle school than a district office.
That's Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.